Exercise 12 through 14. I once overheard a telephone conversation at a Thanksgiving dinner celebration in which Hannah, a close friend of the family, was telling her sister about an angel of the moment. This friend was going through a crisis. Her husband was in the hospital suffering from a stroke. To add to the stress of the situation, her husband had to be moved to a hospital in the next state where we live. This woman was staying with her mother, and each day she was driving the freeway, which she had never done before, to be with her husband. For a while, Hannah wasn't aware of her husband's true condition. One day, when she was feeling quite vulnerable and had driven to the hospital without her mother along for support, the doctors informed her that her husband was dying from cancer in its advanced stages. After hearing this news, the woman was left alone in a cold hallway, feeling lost and helpless. Suddenly, a beautiful young man in his 20s appeared and said, "You look like you could use a cup of coffee." "Boy, could I," Hannah answered. She went with the young man and had coffee. He made her feel better and even told her she reminded him of his mother, which did wonders for her. She is one of the most effective and loving mothers I know. He said that he was one of a group of volunteers at the hospital and would make sure her husband was fed and looked in on when she wasn't there. After her cup of coffee with this exceptional young man, the woman felt a sense of peace and strength, which enabled her to make the drive home without falling apart. Then I heard Hannah tell her sister that the young man had just disappeared, and she never saw him again. She ended by saying to her sister, "I think he was some kind of angel." Yes, he was an angel of the moment. Was he a real angel who manifested in the body of a young man? Or was the young man's higher self simply being utilized in this situation? Well, whoever he was a rescuer, and he gave this friend a sense of peace and well-being of the sort only angels are capable of transmitting.